Septuagint, Exodus. Septuagint, Volume 2. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Forward. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt ordered a translation of the ancient Israelite scriptures for the Library of Alexandria, which resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published circa 250 BCE, only included the Torah, or in Greek terms the Pentateuch. The Torah is the five books traditionally credited to Moses, circa 1500 BCE, Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It is generally accepted that there were several versions written in Aramaic or Canaanite before the translation of the Septuagint. Fragments of the Torah have been found in four languages among the Dead Sea Scrolls, generally dated to between 200 BCE and 600 CE. During this time, the land of Judea passed from the rule of the Ptolemies in Egypt to the rule of the Seleucids in Syria around 200 BCE. The Seleucids attempted to Hellenize the Judeans and effectively banned traditional Judaism. This Hellenizing activity was partially successful, influencing the Sadducee faction of Judaism, however also led to the Maccabean Revolt in 165 BCE, which itself created the independent Hasmonean Kingdom of Judea. This kingdom was violently xenophobic and led by a priestly monarchy that combined both the powers of the state and the church. The Hasmonean dynasty attempted to conquer all of the territory that had previously been part of the Persian province of Judea, and either evicted or exterminated the people that were living there, depending on their ethnicity. When the Edomites were conquered, they were allowed to mass convert to Judaism as they were considered the descendants of Esau. However, most other ethnic groups were not welcome. The Hasmoneans blamed the Greeks for all of Judea's problems and attempted to forge an alliance with the Roman Republic. The Hasmoneans appear to have promoted Yahweh Sabaoth partially to forge closer ties with the Romans, as Yahweh was pronounced very similar to Yoves in Latin. The Romans did not respond well to this, and threw the Judeans out of Rome in 139 BCE, as recorded by Valerius Maximus.
Gaius Cornelius Aspalus, praetor peregrinus in the year of the consulate of Marcus Papilius Lenas and Lucius Calpurnius, ordered the astrologers by an edict to leave Rome and Italy within 10 days, since by a fallacious interpretation of the stars they perturbed fickle and silly minds, thereby making profit out of their lies. The same praetor compelled the Judeans, who attempted to infect the Roman custom with the cult of Jupiter Sabazius, to return to their home.
While the Hasmoneans ruled Judea, they converted the national script from the old Canaanite script, today called Paleo-Hebrew, to the Aramaic block script, today called Hebrew. As a result, almost all surviving texts found from the Hasmonean era and later are written in the Aramaic script, and it is unclear how much the Hasmoneans redacted the texts when they transcribed them. The scriptures the Hasmoneans left the world were later used as the basis of the Masoretic texts, which are used today by rabbinical Jews as well as by Catholic and Protestant Christians. The God of the Book of Exodus is called Kyrios o Theos, meaning Lord the God, or simplified to Lord or God, and repeatedly identified as On or Theos On, meaning God On. These terms are mirrored in the Book of Names, the Masoretic version.